안녕하십니까? 2016년 7월 3학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 7월 3학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 선생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Harry, we should hurry up to class.
Oh, but I need to stop by the library and return this book.
We don't have time. The next class is biology, and we need to be in the lab on the fifth floor before the class starts.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ouch! I just cut my finger while peeling potatoes.
Oh, are you bleeding? Do you think you need to see a doctor?
No, it's only a minor cut. I just need to stop the bleeding.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Everybody, attention please. Did you enjoy your lunch? I'm happy to meet all of you finalists. As you see, there are marks on the lane. The first runner will go to the starting line and wait. When the starting gun fires, run to the first net obstacle. Crawl under the net. The second runner can start as soon as he gets the baton from the first runner. The second obstacle is a deep sand pit. Run through it. The third obstacle for the third runner is a box tunnel. Run through it, too. The fourth runner will jump over four hurdles. The fastest team will win the relay race, but you should necessarily keep to the race rules. Now, after some warming up, get ready for the race.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's wrong with you, Jennifer? You look upset.
Dad, it's because of Tim, my project partner in my sociology class.
What's the problem?
I have perfect ideas for the sociology project, but he only cares about his own ideas.
Why don't you discuss them together and meet halfway?
No, that won't work. He's too stubborn.
Well, did you listen to any of his ideas?
Yes, but they're not that great. I think my ideas are much better than his.
Jennifer, I'm sure Tim feels the same way. You have to respect each other's ideas.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I think your teacher wants both of you to work out your differences and learn to work well as a team.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for your advice, Dad.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
Oh, hi. Do you remember me? I was here last week.
Well, we have so many people to ask us to print out, so could you tell me when you were here?
It was last Wednesday. I came here to print a poster for the school president election.
Oh, now I remember. You're one of the candidates. So what can I do for you?
Can you print out more copies of the poster for me, please? I need 10 more posters urgently.
Of course. When do you need them?
The sooner the better. I need them for my election campaign next week.
Well, it takes about half an hour to print out that many. Is that okay?
Okay. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Here's the USB memory stick that contains the file for the poster.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
John, look at this photo I found from a magazine. I'd like to reorganize our backyard like this.
Oh, this garden area looks cozy and peaceful. There are some sunflowers on the left side of the photo, just like our garden.
Right, but what about putting a small fence around the sunflowers like this photo?
That's a good idea. And the square picnic table with a parasol looks beautiful.
Yes, I'd like to buy a table like this.
Well, let's think about that. Oh, there is a bench against the wall on the right side of the photo.
Isn't it nice? What about buying that type of bench as well? It'll look great in our backyard.
I think so, too. I also like the two hanging flower baskets above the bench.
Let's buy some of those, too.
Well, let's check if we can afford to buy all of them first.
I don't think it'll cost much. Just think about how nice our backyard will be.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지금 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ella. Where are you going?
Hi, Brandon. Nice to see you here. It's a beautiful day, so I thought I'd go for a walk in the park near here.
You mean Forestville Park?
Yes. I heard it's really beautiful for lakeside walks. Have you ever been there?
Yes, and I love it. I live near the park, and I'm a member of a volunteer community that cleans it up.
That's very considerate of you. Oh, I'm excited about my walk now.
Ella, it's going to get dark soon. I don't think it's a good idea to be out there alone in the late evening.
Oh, you're probably right. I should have left earlier, but I really want to go there.
Well, if you really want to go now, I'll go with you if you like.
That's really nice of you, but I don't want to bother you.
Not at all. I like to walk in the park. Just let me run home and change my clothes. It'll take less than 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you here.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 내일 저자 사인회에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Sally.
Hi, Mike. Did you hear that Sergey Martin is visiting our city tomorrow for a book signing event?
Yes, I did. He's my favorite writer.
I'm a big fan of his, too. His recent novel was really interesting.
I also enjoyed reading it. And I was surprised that it was published in English so quickly.
Yeah, he wrote the novel in French, but the English version was published almost at the same time as the original French version.
Oh, I see. His books are so popular that the publishing company needed to translate them in English fast.
Right. Do you want to go to the book signing event tomorrow? It starts at 6 o'clock, so we can go there after school.
I'd really like to, but I can't. My parents are visiting my aunt in hospital in Tennessee, so I have to take care of my little sister.
Well, maybe you could ask someone else to look after her.
I can't. I don't know anyone living around our house who could.
Oh, that's too bad. Excuse me, I'm looking for these hiking sticks in this catalog. Do you have these ones?
Oh, you came to the right place. These sticks are brand new, so there are only a few stores that have them.
Good. Do you have these in red?
Yes. Here you are.
The price tag says it's $100 a pair. Is that the sale price?
No, it's the original price. We offer you 20% discount from that price if you buy them now.
Great. I'll take a pair. And how much are these hiking gloves?
They're $30 a pair, but they're not on sale.
It's okay. I'll take them, too. And I'd like to use this coupon you posted with this catalog, if that's okay.
Let me check. If you're a member of our shop, you can use it.
Yes, I'm a formal member. Here's my membership card.
All right. You can get an additional $10 off from the total.
That's nice. I'd like to pay by credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 어린이 블록 수업에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, David, did you say your son goes to the block class?
Yes, and he really loves playing with blocks. Are you interested in the class too?
Yes, my daughter wants to go there. When is it?
Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11.
You said the place is Fairfax Children's Library, right?
Yes. You need to use public transportation. There are hardly any parking spaces in that area.
Oh, okay. How much is the block class fee?
It's $50 a month.
That's great. What about the instructors? Does your son like them?
Yes. There are female instructors who teach the children, and they are very nice.
Okay. How do I sign up for the class?
Just visit the library homepage and sign up for the next month's class. But you should hurry. The class is almost filled up.
Thanks. I'll do that right away.
11번 스타 패션 쇼핑몰의 재고 정리 세일에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Star Fashion Shopping Mall is offering a clearance sale for teens who need new clothes. The sale starts on August 23rd and lasts for 5 days. All 80 stores in the Star Fashion Shopping Mall are participating in the clearance sale. From shirts to bags and shoes, you can find perfect items for the fall semester. In addition, middle school, and high school students in our Dane City can buy their school uniforms at our uniform sections. High school students can get an additional discount. We usually open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., but during the sale period, we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We hope our extended opening hours during that period will help you enjoy your shopping with convenience. Please come and enjoy your shopping at our Star Fashion Shopping Mall.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 USB 허브를 고르시오.
Brian, I need to buy a USB hub. Can you help me find a good one in the catalog?
Sure, let's see it.
Which one of these five models would be good for me?
First of all, you need to decide on the number of ports. How many do you want?
It's for my studio, so I need one with more than three ports.
Do you need something with on and off switches?
What are they?
You can turn individual ports on and off if there are switches.
I see. I'd go for the one with switches.
What about LED lamps? With LED lamps, you'll know which ones are being used.
That's great. I'd like one with LED lamps.
Then there are two choices left. Which one would you like between the two?
Well, there is a price difference, but I'd go for the one with more ports. I'll buy this one.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing in the bedroom?
I'm sorting out my old clothes. The bedroom closet is too small for us to keep all the clothes.
Right. That's why you said we need to buy another one.
Well, I changed my mind. I looked through my clothes and found that I have too many clothes that I never wear.
So you're going to get rid of them, right?
Yes. I'll donate the good ones and throw away the worn-out ones.
I should sort out my clothes, too.
Really? I thought you loved all your clothes and never wanted to get rid of any of them.
As I watch you sorting out your clothes, it occurs to me that I also have too many unnecessary clothes.
That's a good start. If we keep only the clothes we wear often, we don't need to buy another closet.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jessica, your cell phone is buzzing.
Thanks. Oh, it's telling me they're selling chocolate-coated potato chips at the ABC store.
Is that an advertising message?
No. My friend Lily happened to be passing by the store, and she sent me the message.
Do you want to buy the chocolate-coated potato chips?
Yes, I do. They're really popular these days, but the stock is limited. Whenever I go to the store, they are all sold out.
So are you going to go there to buy some now?
Yes, I want to buy a couple of bags. Will you come with me?
Well, chocolate-coated potato chips sound good, but the store is quite far from here.
Come on, please come with me. I'm sure you'll like them.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐롤이 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Carol works in the hospital as a receptionist. She answers all the phone calls and sets up appointments for the doctor. When patients arrive, she makes sure that all the necessary forms are filled out. Today it is an extremely busy day at the doctor's office, and there is a line of patients waiting to see the doctor. Then, one man comes up to Carol and asks how long the wait will be since he didn't make an appointment. The doctor will see the patients who made appointments first. She wants to explain this to the man. In this situation, what would Carol most likely say to the man?
Welcome
to Sandra's homemaking show. Have you heard of the Eating Out of the Refrigerator Project? It means trying to eat healthy food by making the most of the food stored in the refrigerator when you make meals. The first step is to check what you have in your refrigerator and kitchen. Examine the contents item by item, make a list of the food in the refrigerator, post it on the refrigerator door, and watch out how it works. Open your refrigerator and you'll find a lot of frozen meat and fish. You cook them to make the main dish. Second, when you run out of some ingredients, look for the food that can be good substitutes in the refrigerator. Avoid excessive shopping and make use of the food ingredients in the refrigerator. For example, when you don't have potatoes, pumpkins or sweet potatoes in the refrigerator can replace them. Last, be creative and think of new recipes. For example, you can use ice cream in the refrigerator when you make hot cakes and serve tofu steaks using tofu instead of beef steaks. The point is not to waste food and eat as much healthy homemade food as possible. I hope you can use the refrigerator project for your health.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Sandra's homemaking show. Have you heard of the Eating Out of the Refrigerator Project? It means trying to eat healthy food by making the most of the food stored in the refrigerator when you make meals. The first step is to check what you have in your refrigerator and kitchen. Examine the contents item by item, make a list of the food in the refrigerator, post it on the refrigerator door, and watch out how it works. Open your refrigerator and you'll find a lot of frozen meat and fish. You cook them to make the main dish. Second, when you run out of some ingredients, look for the food that can be good substitutes in the refrigerator. Avoid excessive shopping and make use of the food ingredients in the refrigerator. For example, when you don't have potatoes, pumpkins or sweet potatoes in the refrigerator can replace them. Last, be creative and think of new recipes. For example, you can use ice cream in the refrigerator when you make hot cakes and serve tofu steaks using tofu instead of beef steaks. The point is not to waste food and eat as much healthy homemade food as possible. I hope you can use the refrigerator project for your health.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 재료가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.